This is Tipping Point.
All right, Sean, bring it down. Got a big show today. I want to make sure we introduce this song. Everybody's listening. You know how big it is. Today is the I Hate Michael Moore show, and we're going to start it off like this.
What? What the f*** is this? Oh, hell no. Let me call my warfighters over.
Red Cone 1, music.
Hey, yo, bro, what's up, man?
Soldier Heart. Yeah, you got a minute?
Yeah, what's up?
Let's have one response for the warfighter community, and then we'll give these trolls their full measure of neglect.
Okay, I'm gonna call up SDOT real quick.
I'll be there in about an hour.
Too easy.
Back again with a pen and a notepad. When I'm done, Michael Moore gonna need some Prozac. Still speaking on a topic he don't understand. But he ain't never been to war in a foreign land.
All right. Bring that down. Just listen to that background music right there. Okay. Everybody knows what's been going on these last couple weeks. We got Michael Moore. Alec Baldwin's in on the game now. We've also got these other trolls out there like Seth Rogen. He started to pipe up a little bit, and he got smacked down a little bit. And the warfighter community is really coming together for this. And it's not just us. It's those that support us. And I got to give big respect. Go ahead and pull that all the way down, Sean. I can't hear. And right now, we got Dean Cain on the line. We've also got Scotty Collins. Got a lot of projects going on, and I was kind of really jazzed up about this whole thing because I started seeing support coming out by Dean Cain in our defense with everything going on with Chris Kyle and this disrespect over American Sniper and whatnot. And I was like, every time I turn around, I keep hearing Dean Cain. You know, we had Tyler Southern on a couple weeks ago saying, you know, it was Where Heaven and Hell Collide. Dean Cain's in that. Had Scotty coming on talking about where Wheels for Warriors. And everywhere I look, it's Dean Cain. And then he comes up and he's like, hey, put your hands up. Let's fight about this. Love him to death. Dean, welcome to the show.
Hey, Boone, I'm really proud to be here. Thank you, sir.
Please, just call me Boone. Also, I talked to Dale Comstock last night, and he wanted me to send you a shout-out and say, hey, thanks for coming on the show and doing all this.
Well, Dale Comstock is the American badass, so I'll take that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Nah, he said you're a great guy. And again, I just keep running to warfighter after warfighter saying Dean Cain is the guy. And last night I was talking to Scotty Cotton. Scotty, how you doing? You're on the line, right?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm here, brother.
Hey, good to hear from you. And we're definitely going to talk about Wheels for Warriors and all the support and that new show coming out. But I was talking to Scott, and he's like, hey, man, you really got to research everything that's going on with Dean. You know, it's not just about him. I mean, he comes from a military family, and, you know, his son is all over the, you know, everything military. And, you know, he was friends with Chris Kyle. And I want people to understand, because you know, we got people that do not stand in our corner as far as Hollywood and whatnot. And then we got guys like you that are like, hey, man, let's roll. I mean, let's get in the ring, whatever you want to do. You'll just defend us every time. You come from a very strong military background in your family. Can you just tell us about that?
Yeah, well, my grandfather on my mom's side was a commander in the Navy. And he was my father for the first 2 years of my life. Needless to say, he ran a pretty tight ship. And then his son, my uncle, was Lieutenant Colonel in the Air Force. He was he won the Reisner Award at the Nellis Air Force Base, which is, you know, the top fighter pilot at Fighter Weapons School.
Damn.
So pretty big time stuff. And excuse me. And I've always been a huge supporter of our military. In fact, when I went to college, I studied war and diplomacy, just because, you know, I was a history major, and that just always fascinated me. And as far as Chris Kyle goes, you know, there was a show called Stars Earn Stripes a few years back, and they asked if I would like to be a part of that. And I was like, you know, I'm in my 40s, man. Maybe I can host it. And they're like, no, we want you to compete. I'm like, oh, geez. I'll do my best. And when I get there, I was talking to them, and what they had us do is pair us up with military operatives and have us run a series of military inspired challenges, like we're going on missions, but it was full live ammo, and I'm a shooter. I love shooting. It's great.
Right.
I didn't know what I was getting myself into. We come landing on day one, and I see this group of just badass dudes on the other side, and at the very end, I recognize a dude that I finished his book maybe, you know, 4 months earlier. It was Chris Kyle, and I was just stunned. Like, I was a professional athlete. I played professional football for the Buffalo Bills. I'm an actor. I see all kinds of famous people. Dude, when I saw Chris Kyle standing there, I if you could have measured my heart rate, I'd have been like, holy smokes, just for the things he had seen and gone through, my respect for him was through the roof. And then I was lucky enough to get paired up with him. So for several weeks, he trained me on, you know, 15 different weapon systems, and then trained me on rappelling and all kinds of things that we did. And we really bonded and became great friends. The whole idea behind the show was like a love letter to you guys. Saying, look, here are our military guys, our first responders, our law enforcement. These guys are on the front lines every single day, and we just wanted to give a big shout-out, a big thank you to everybody. And this was, you know, this was a time where, you know, it wasn't happening so much.
Right. Let me cut in on that. That was one of those shows that I remember when it came out, I was like, you know what, this is a great way that people are going to try and at least show and that – what we really are, because there's a lot of folks left over from the 60s that think we're just a bunch of baby killers, and I think these people are starting to present themselves now, and the reason they're presenting themselves is because we've got true American heroes. We've got, you know, Chris Kyle out there, you know, Dale Comstock, he's doing his thing, and we're getting more of this public profile, and I think it intimidates people. I really do, and some of the folks that are intimidated are now piping up. You see what I mean? Am I wrong? Is that what's happening here?
Well, no. You know, it's really easy to bandwagon and be like, oh, you know, I believe in equality and that's great, and you know, and say things like that, and it's great and it's wonderful and it's rainbows and it's unicorns.
Right.
But there are people like you guys that are out there that are making things equal. You know, in 90% of the world, when you run around, the people who make the rules are the guys with the power and the guns and the force.
Right.
Here, the only people that even the playing field are your American fighters.
The war fighters, exactly. That's what we. That's
war fighters.
And people. I don't think. Why do you get it and they don't? Why is a guy like Alec Baldwin or like Michael Moore? He's out there. Well, you know, I did try and help the American war fighter. Blah. I'm paraphrasing him by protesting war and trying to get Bush out of that. But then he thinks it's okay to come back and smack us because we did get deployed. Do these people not realize that there are true quote unquote, I'm going to say it, savages on the planet, and they can act and they can be nice and they can talk about this rose-colored glass diplomacy, but at the end of the day, if you don't have somebody there with a, you know, with a gun and a real strong set of morals that are true believers in America, all their beliefs basically go to hell.
They're gone. They're wiped out. They're wiped out with an RPG or an AK-47, and people don't understand that. I mean, in 2005, when the war was extremely unpopular, in the middle of all that, I went to Iraq for a few weeks to visit our men and women out there. And I was, because we were such a small group, we were able to go to all kinds of forward operating bases and places people don't see. And just seeing these guys and girls, mostly guys, though, because some of these forward operating bases were really hard. It was just amazing to talk to all the regular guys out there and get their perspective on what they were doing, how they were feeling, and let them know that, you know what, the majority of Americans are back there thinking about you guys every single day, worried for your safety, and appreciative for your service. And that's why I went out there.
And I'm glad you did. In 2005, I was in Iraq in 2005, 2006, and I remember distinctly when the American support went from, yay, we support the troops, to, they're doing that thing over at that place, and I don't really know anything about it, but here's the sticker on my car, and let that be that. And then we come home, and people wanted to talk about oil. They didn't want to talk about our service. They wanted to talk about, you know, they want to compare it to Vietnam, but not really understand what's happening today. And, you know, we appreciate you going out there. I want to send my thanks because, you know, having those messages from home that are from people that have a sphere of influence like yourself means really all the difference in the world. And people don't know that. And also, you know, I didn't see a lot of people going over to Iraq and Afghanistan that said support the troops that. I mean, if you go over there and you're willing to face, you know, incoming artillery, because when you're on that base, that's what can touch you. You still have to fly in. You still have to drive there or go by helicopter. You're putting yourself in harm's way. You're putting yourself in harm's way. I'm not going to say it's not to serve the country, because it is, because when you serve the warfighter, you do serve the country. And that's not an easy thing to do. What's it like? I mean, I know what it's like for a deployment for me, but you're like, what do you tell your family? Yeah, I'm going to Iraq. I mean, they got to, you know, pucker factor's got to happen, right?
The pucker factor was pretty high. my son was 5 years old at the time. And, you know, I was very inspired to go over there and thank everybody. But one of the things that caught my eye was someone was talking about something. It was on the news. It was one of our soldiers, and they were talking about their kids back home, and they had 3 or 4 kids. Maybe it was somebody dealing with a deployment where it was a husband and wife couldn't be deployed at the same time. So I think one of them was returning, and the other was about to go out. And I thought to myself, man, I'm the luckiest guy in the world to be able to stay home in my safety and take care of my child. And I said, you know what? I need to go over. I know I'm a young father. I have a young child. I need to go over with these guys and go, look, you guys I understand that I'm risking my life being here, but you guys are risking your life every day. I'm here for a short time. I just want to say thank you. And it was because of the fact that I was a father who had a child who's going to enjoy all these freedoms that I felt an obligation to do so. And that's why what I said to one of these guys, I don't even know which one it was, something about go to war. Go to war, and then we'll talk. And now, again, I haven't fought, but I've been to war. I've seen it. Every time I
Yeah, leave, yeah, you were on the ground hanging out with warfighters, and that's a big deal. I hate to do this, but I got to pay the bills. We're going to take a break, come back, make sure we talk a little bit more about the show. Thank you some more. We will be right back. This is Tipping Point with Boone Cutler. Thank you. We are back with Dean Cain and Scotty Collins of the new show coming out. It's I want you guys to check it out. It's Wheels for Warriors. It's definitely helping out war fighters. We've got a SEAL on there from the Panama invasion, currently a paraplegic, and he's out there restoring his vehicle, and they're helping him do that. And during the whole time, it's learn the story. Get that war fighter story. Dean, 2 questions. First of all, a comment. Thank you very much for doing Somewhere Between Where Heaven and Hell Collide with Tyler Southern's in that. Very important film to make. Also, thank you for doing Wheels for Warriors, and also for Scotty Collins for hooking us up today. 2 questions. Tell us about Wheels for Warriors, and also have you lost roles in Hollywood because of your stance to supporting warfighters?
Yeah. Well, to answer that last question first, not that I'm aware of. I don't know of anything that's happened, but I'm sure there are some grumblings behind the scenes, and some are negative or some are positive. When an actor starts taking stances on things, people tend to start judging them. The thing that cracks me up is, what on earth could possibly have someone take a stance against me supporting you guys? I mean, it seems to be the most ridiculous thing in the world.
That's pretty much a friend you don't need, right?
Yeah, well, exactly. And then I don't want to work for them anyway.
Right.
But I'm not afraid to discuss politics with anybody in Hollywood. I have my education, and I have my right to my opinion. I don't go out blowharding and putting other people down for theirs, but I will state mine. We can have a rational discussion, and that's great. All these other projects that I do, whether it's Heaven and Hell, Where Heaven and Hell Collide, or if it's Stars Earn Stripes, or if it's Wheels for Warriors, or if I'm playing on a game show and I'm giving the money to the Gary Sinise Foundation, all of these things, it's one of the main things that I'm a part of and have been for years, is to try and help our men and women assimilate back into regular citizen, civilian life, and it's tough to do. I love that I heard the beginning of your show, and there is no assimilation. You guys are going to be the war fighters, but we need those. We need you guys.
America needs that influence. We really are the leadership culture of America, and we need that leadership. And it's going to be guys like you, oftentimes, that help us infiltrate our own society so we can bring that influence. Thanks for doing that. What's the status? I got to get Jack Scalia coming on right now. He wanted me to tell you hello.
I like that.
You know Jack?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, bring Jack up. We'll let you guys talk to each other. That's great. Jack, how you doing?
Fine. Thank you, Boone. Thank you for having me on the show, and thank you for your service and having this Tipping Point show on right now. Dean, how are you, pal?
I'm great, Jack. Not as handsome as you, but I'm always good.
Jack is a handsome. He's old school handsome too, man.
Yeah, he is.
I dig it. Well, let's get a quick plug. We're gonna kick you loose, Dean. Bring Jack back on. But what do we need to know about Wheels for Warriors? What's its status? When can we really get behind that on the tube?
I turn to Scotty Collins for the actual status.
Okay, and, Scotty, what do we got?
What we got, and Bernice, we got a couple of days left to film the finish of the car. we're just waiting on that happening. You know, as you know, it's an old 52 Woody that, you know, was very dear to Carlos's heart. And that we didn't realize it was going to be so much work trying to find little parts for it. So, you know, we're back a few weeks. In a few weeks, hopefully, there's a couple of little important parts we need for the vehicle so we can finish the film, and then you guys will all see what it's all about. I mean, it's absolutely fantastic. Our Navy SEAL is absolutely my hero. And funny, everybody on set, if there's anything going wrong, if there's anybody down, he's the first guy, wheels right up to you. What's wrong, man? What can we do for you? How can we brighten your day? Imagine that. We're there to help him, but he's really helping us. So, Dean, you know what? We'll come back on when we're getting ready to do that finish. We're all going to fly out there to South Carolina in a few weeks, get the finish done, get the pilot wrapped up, and get out there, man, and make 100 episodes. That's the goal, you know?
I love it. I love it. I love it. And Scotty, I got to kick you loose too, man. I want to thank you for your support of the American Warfighter. You're always out there on set. I'm going to see you this next week when I'm down in LA. And let's just keep it rocking, man. I love collaborating with you.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, Dean, I'm going to take off, bro. I'll talk to you again soon, man. Thank you so much for taking this time during a Saturday.
I appreciate it. And we got your back all the way.
All the way. We'll make it happen.